Good afternoon. So today I'll be speaking on social and physical environments as determinants of fruit and vegetable consumption among African American men. As was stated, I have no financial relationships to disclose. So just to go over a brief introduction, African American men consume only a third of the recommended daily servings of fruits and vegetables. Decreased consumption of fruits and vegetables increases risk for obesity, type 2 diabetes, and other cardiovascular diseases. The social and physical conditions of the communities in which they grew up and currently live may influence African American men's rate of fruit and vegetable consumption, and is the focus of today's presentation. So to give some brief definitions, this presentation conceptualizes a social environment as involvement in community groups and organizations, churches, neighborhood block groups, PTAs. The physical environment can be defined as the availability of supermarkets and other neighborhood food outlets, so bodegas, corner stores, convenience stores. The social and physical environment are conceptualized as interacting to influence dietary intake. So if we consider the social and physical environments and their impact on fruit and vegetable consumption, first looking at the physical environment, African Americans are more likely to reside in racially segregated neighborhoods. These neighborhoods are often low income. Research also shows that low income, racially segregated neighborhoods have less access to healthy foods compared to white communities. And we also know that fruit and vegetable availability is linked to diet quality. If we consider the social environment, social connections are linked to fruit and vegetable intake, and these relationships are stronger among older adults. However, the literature in this area is still growing. Community involvement is thought to reduce isolation and alienation and give extra knowledge to resources that may promote a healthier diet. It's also important to note that while the knowledge may promote a healthier diet, it could also promote an unhealthy diet. So there are two research questions that frame today's presentation. First, what factors in the social and physical environment influence fruit and vegetable intakes of African American men? And second, how do environments in which African American men were raised contribute to their current fruit and vegetable intakes? The methods for this presentation, we're using 7 focus groups that were conducted between July 2008 and March 2009. 5 focus groups were done in Flint, Michigan, and 2 in Ypsilanti, Michigan. We had a total of 57 African-American men. We used a structured, semi-structured interview guide and snowball sampling as a method of recruitment. The incentives were dinner at every session, in addition to a choice between a $20 gift card or a countertop grill. So this next slide just goes over brief participant characteristics. The average age was about 56. Most were married. About a quarter had children under 18 in the household. Almost half, just under half, found it somewhat to very difficult to pay bills. Roughly 20% had a bachelor's degree or more. And a large percentage, 82.5%, participated in activities with one or more social, community, or faith-based organizations. If we look at some of the health sample characteristics below, only 13% consumed 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. 32% of the sample was obese with a BMI greater than or equal to 30. About 25% reported fair or poor health, and then 75% had at least one or more chronic health problem. So we use Atlas TI qualitative analysis software to import the data and analyze the data. The data were transcribed verbatim. So just to go over the steps that were used to analyze the data was organized into independently meaningful units or chunks. They were also identified, then we also identified and defined common themes from those meaningful units. We developed a code book based upon the themes, and then we coded the quotes according to the themes. We combined the quotes then into a consolidated document that represented the overarching organizational scheme and reviewed it to identify and document further themes. So out of the entire codebook, I've chosen several to analyze for this current presentation: upbringing, other environment, neighborhood, and change. We define upbringing as mentions of lesson learned about health or health behavior prior to adulthood. Other environment, information on current social and built environment not captured elsewhere, including references to media. The neighborhood, specific reference to current neighborhood area around a place of adult post-childhood residence. And then change, mention of changes in habits, positions, portions, settings, content, activities, and results, or the lack thereof, those changes. So this slide presents a 2x2 table overview of some of the results I'm going to discuss. On the left side, you have the past childhood environment and the present adulthood, and then on the top, the social environment and the physical environment. So taking a look at the past social environment, the quote below, we used to all sit down together and they would, the mother or whoever the lady of the house was, would prepare a meal. We had those fruits and vegetables then. Some important themes that came out of looking at the past social environment were that meals were eaten together at the table. The mothers cooked and the fathers worked. A lot of mentions of culture also arose from this theme. Culture was talked about as the way that they were raised, the way that taught them how to eat. It often was determined by grandparents and parents and what they ate also. And looking at the present social environment, the quote below states, the people we put trust in and have close relationships with, and also whatever kind of role models we have at this point in time, have a lot to do with whether we choose this or whether we choose something else. So social relationships came out as a theme of this section of the results. So participants commented that it was easier and more comfortable to listen to people that they knew and trust rather than doctors or other health professionals. These individuals were often friends and family or also church members or pastors. Their health behaviors were commented on as rubbing off on them. If we consider change in lifestyle, They mentioned changes in family, so wives and mothers now worked and had less time to cook and prepare healthy meals using fruits and vegetables. Family meals weren't consumed as often together around the table, and they also mentioned society, changes in the pace of life and having no time to consume fruits and vegetables. Finally, the media environment. Participants commented on the nonstop bombardment of commercials advertising unhealthy foods that would encourage one to eat something unhealthy in the house, whether they were hungry or not. So we move now to the physical environment. Looking at the past physical environment, participants commented heavily that they were raised on farms or they had a garden. Many had fruit trees in their own yards or in neighbors' yards down the streets. Some often commented on fruit trucks that would go through the neighborhood selling fruit, and all these things made it easy to obtain fruits and vegetables. The quote below states, we used to have fruit trees in every yard, and everybody, just about everybody, had a garden. If we consider the present physical environment, things such as change in access and availability and environmental conditioning was a term taken directly from the participants. So the quote below says, I was raised in the country, and fruits and vegetables, you had access to them. And there wasn't no problem getting it. You know, you had them. The fruits and vegetables were just convenient for you. They were just there. Now you have to shop for them. So participants in this section commented on the change in access and availability of fruits and vegetables, no longer having gardens or fruit trees in their yards. They also mentioned that while they had increased access to supermarkets, they weren't as likely to shop there because it wasn't how they were raised shopping at supermarkets. So that was a jump also. They also talked about environmental conditioning, just patterns and ways society conditions you to live a fast-paced life and not have time to eat fruits and vegetables. So this slide just summarizes some of the themes we talked about that came out of the four main areas. To go over a few discussion points, some main ideas came out of the following the previous analysis. So the importance of historical cycles that determine fruit and vegetable intakes. A lot of the participants mentioned, I eat the way I eat because my grandparents and grandparents ate that way and they taught me this way to eat. And they mentioned that in order to promote healthier increase fruit and vegetable intakes, it was important to change that cycle. So for them to model better behaviors to their children, to their grandchildren, to get them to change their eating behavior. Also, the use of organizations and influential people to influence fruit and vegetable intake. So the role of churches, church members, and pastors in promoting healthy diets and increase fruit and vegetable intake, and then the role of neighborhood social organizations, block clubs or community groups. Finally, increased accessibility does not always equal increased fruit and vegetable intakes. So that's just picking up on the theme that even though supermarkets were often available in communities, that didn't always equal increased fruit and vegetable intake. So there's several implications of this research for theory and practice. For improving current adult fruit and vegetable intakes, and specifically this presentation for African-American men, the influence of upbringing, culture, and tradition on current fruit and vegetable intakes. The importance of looking at social environments as a medium for encouraging behavior change, and the use of the social environment within strained physical environments to influence fruit and vegetable intakes. And that last point gets at the importance of the churches and community groups over and above or in addition to the physical environment, the presence of supermarkets, to influence fruit and vegetable intakes. This last slide is for questions and just a few acknowledgments to student funding sources and projects and other students that helped with the project.